This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, listen to this next story. You know I love sweepstakes and prizes and giveaways and all of those things. However, have you thought about what would really happen if you won a gigantic prize like, let's say, a house? Because I have the answer.
You don't want to win a house.
Move that bus. I have the answer. A Kansas City house that was offered as an HGTV prize.
You don't want it.
Was placed on the market and just sold for $625,000.
That's a nice house.
According to the Kansas City Star, listen to what happened. The winner of the 2024, quote, sweepstakes for the HGTV Urban Oasis will not go home to Waldo after all. Despite the fact that a house in Waldo was in fact redone and offered as a, quote, grand prize. The reason Texas. Is a secret second prize option hidden in the rules of the giveaway, and here is why. A buyer did just close on the Kansas City house in Waldo for $625,000 on Tuesday. $625,000. Okay. It was not the sweepstakes winner. After the reveal, the winner of the sweepstakes had a choice. She could either take the house, the furnishings, the fixtures, and the art, all of which were valued at almost $670,000 plus a $50,000 cash bonus, or she could take $250,000 without the house, plus the $50,000 cash bonus. And she chose the latter with the home going back on the market, and you hit the nail on the head.
It's Texas.
Do you have any idea what the tax implications look like when someone, quote, sweepstakes gives you a $670,000 house? Here's what it was, and I'll tell you.
45%.
It is an enormous tax liability. The house counts as income on your taxes.
Yep. And it's I believe it's also considered a bonus by the government.
If you took that free house, you would have to pay, are you ready for this? $263,000 just in income taxes on the house alone. That's even before the income taxes on the cash prize and on top of your own employment income. So let's say you make an even $100,000 a year.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
You're already paying what, 15, 20 grand in taxes a year on that? Then you add the $263,000 to that for the free house.
Yep.
That is counted as income. That then rockets you into a much higher tax bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And start paying Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Now you're paying 38% because of the tax bracket you just moved yourself into for 1 year. And then I would bet that the house would also be counted as a bonus.
So it's a higher tax. Oh,
it's income bonus, which increases the percentage.
Which means you're almost never, when you enter a sweepstakes to win a house, you are almost never, unless you're independently wealthy, you are almost never going to take the house.
Let me ask you a
question. It would sink you.
Do you remember when you were on The Price is Right?
Yeah, it sunk us.
And you won the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
You won the entire game that day.
Yes.
And do you remember that fun trip that you took to Puerto Rico?
I do not.
Wait, but you won a trip to Puerto Rico.
That is correct.
Do you remember driving around in that really cute car that you won?
I do not.
But you won a car.
Correct.
Why didn't you go to Puerto Rico, and why don't you own that car?
Because it was going to cost $17,000 to keep those prizes.
That's exactly right. The only thing you kept was the trip to Napa Valley.
And that ended up costing us $9,000 in taxes.
Now, wait a minute. With a home, though, could you not take out a mortgage to pay off the taxes? I mean, you obviously
you better get
have.
Well, Sam, that's
you
a
have
shell.
The leverage.
That's a shell game. If you turned around and sold it, this is the way to look at it. Someone gives you a free $600,000 house, $670,000, and what did we say it just sold for? It sold for, hang on, $625,000. Okay, you take the house, you take a $236,000 tax hit, you turn around and sell the house. Mm-hmm. There are also tax implications when you sell a house. If you clear a certain number, and I think it's like $250,000 or higher, you take a bath on the capital gains on the tax sale.
Well, you don't sell it. You win the house in April, right?
Okay.
You now have the next 8 months
to pay $230,000 in taxes?
No, to get a $230,000 mortgage.
Like, you're saying take out a home equity loan.
That's not a mortgage. That's a loan.
It would be a loan.
What's the difference?
Well, a mortgage, the bank actually has something that if you don't pay it, they can take.
The house.
Man, I don't
know. You'd have to put the house up as collateral.
Exactly.
Well, maybe.
So then you're basically paying a $260,000 mortgage on a house worth $600,000.
But they would be more than willing to lend you that money.
But here's my guess.
This is why they give you the cash option for $200,000. Then you just walk away with $200,000, well, and you pay what?
You pay the taxes.
$20,000 on that.
No, it's more like $50,000 on the taxes. But here's the deal. When you won on The Price is Right, why didn't you just tell them, yeah, we'll take all those and we'll pay the taxes on the back end some other time down the road?
Because with some of the taxes, they make you front load it.
That's right.
You have to pay it up front.
You could not have left the state of California without paying the taxes on the car and without paying the taxes on the trip to Puerto Rico.
Oh, they'll get you.
They'll get you every time. So every night when I'm sitting at home watching Wheel of Fortune, and, you know, the other night it was Hawaii night, and then couple weeks ago it was Disney, and the other night or a couple weeks ago it was cruise week or whatever. Somebody won a trip to Hawaii the other night. Mm-hmm. And I literally looked over at T and I go, guess who's not going to Hawaii?
Because they always go valued at $16,000.
Back to you, Rai Rai. And that by the way, the voice guy on Wheel of Fortune is the most annoying human being. He is so fake.
He's pretty excited.
And now back to you, Rai Rai, on the trip to Hawaii.
They call him Rai Rai?
Well, he calls Ryan Seacrest either Rai or Rai Rai.
Okay.
Anyway, it's disgusting. And somebody won a trip to Hawaii, and the trip for a week, and for whatever reason on game shows, the trips are always way overpriced. I've never understood it.
Every time.
But this trip to Hawaii was $14,000. So if you want to take that trip to Hawaii, the taxes you're going to pay on what they consider the value of that trip, you could actually buy yourself a trip to Hawaii for less than the taxes that you would have to pay up front.
I had a tax person tell me immediately,
Don't
accept any of that stuff, because it will sink you if you do.
But wait a minute, we're comparing apples to golf balls here. So I get these ads all the time for these super souped up off-road vehicle giveaways.
Right.
I've never entered one. I've considered it, but I don't want the email blasts. If I were to enter it and win that $150,000 off-road vehicle, super sweet, you guys would see me pulling in the parking lot from a mile away.
It is counted as income.
And if they called me and said, hey, you won this car, I would say, that's great. I'm going to need some documentation letting me know that I won this car.
Yeah.
I need some written proof that this car is coming into my possession, and I need to know what that tax bill is going to be. I'm going to take that paperwork, and I'm going to drive it straight to the bank. And I'm going to say, hello, Mr. Banker. I have a $150,000 car that's about to be in my possession.
Right.
I have the paperwork right here to show you that. This is a binding contract that they are giving me this car. But I don't have the money to pay the taxes. So if you will loan me $40,000, which is a fraction of the cost of that vehicle, I will happily go get this car. You pay the taxes with this loan. I'll pay it off like it's a car payment. Because if I were to go out to buy the 150,
they could do that, Sam. Because what you're asking them to do is front a different type of loan for something that has been gifted to you. That they will get you coming and going when it comes to these free giveaways. They just will.
I don't know how that would work because, for example, when we bought the house in Shawnee, The bank is the one who really buys the house.
Correct.
You're telling them that you're going to give collateral on something that you technically own. It's not like I owned the house and then I went and told the bank to write me a check for what I bought the house for.
Right. So I'm walking to the bank and saying, hey, I've got the $625,000 house. I'll sell it to you for a $240,000 mortgage. You don't think they're going to take that?
Which is why, Sam, HGTV isn't stupid. This is why the cash option is $250,000 because they've run the numbers and they know it's going to be a gigantic pain. You're going to have to hire a tax attorney. You're going to end up probably upside down. You could lose it all if you take this free house and can't pay any of the taxes, or we'll just give you $250,000. And then HGTV sells the house and makes money on the sale of the house.
Somebody says on the text line, then why on God's green earth would anybody go on these game shows? It's ridiculous.
Because you don't know that until you're in that seat and they go, here, what you want to win is cash. Every single time. Play Plinko if you can. You want to win the cash.
At the end of Wheel of Fortune, when Rai opens up the card. Just,
we are not doing Rai on this program.
When Rai opens the card and it's $40,000, that's the lucky
cash.
The lucky player.
You do not want. In fact, one of the giveaways right now in Wheel of Fortune is a free house.
Yes,
you
don't want that the other night.
You do not want the car. You want the cash.
Yes, you don't want material things. You want cash. And that's it.
By the way, Sam, you have to title and tag and register that car in order to drive it or sell it. And once you do that, guess what? It is no longer considered a new car. It is considered a used car. They have figured all of this out.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.